I'm Scott Graff in Boise with KBSX News. A year after it originally announced its plan to close the Skinny Dipper Hot Spring, the BLM says it will now move ahead with that plan. Appeals from fans of the popular hot spring north of Boise have led to the delay, but BLM officials say they can't keep the spring open as is without risking public health and safety. Adam Cotterell has more.
By closing the spring, the BLM means it will take down the soaking pools that were illegally built there decades ago. It will post no trespassing signs in the area, which it intends to remove in 5 years. By that time, BLM field manager Tate Fisher says it should be back to its natural state, a tiny stream of hot water. Fisher says the Bureau has no intention of allowing anyone to build pools there in the future. But he says there is a chance. He says if a group submits a proposal, he'll consider it. But a successful proposal for a human-altered skinny dipper would have to satisfy all the BLM's concerns. And there are a lot. Fisher says the BLM's bar for an acceptable proposal is high and includes environmental, health, and safety concerns.
Including the treacherous trails that are built up there, potential sanitary mechanisms. Right now, there's no potential for sanitation in that area. And then also the increased crime in that area.
A group of Skinny Dipper Hot Spring devotees called Growing Change already submitted a proposal the BLM rejected. Fisher says he's been in contact with the group and is working on another one. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.